My brothers and sisters, across the world this morning, we have come to listen to a prophet's voice. I testify that the voice we have just heard is the voice of God's living prophet on the earth today, President Thomas S. Monson. How blessed we are to have his teachings and example. This year, all of us have had the opportunity to study the words of the prophets in the New Testament in Sunday school. While the Old Testament is a study of prophets and people, the New Testament is focused on the life and influence of the only man who came into mortality with dual citizenship in heaven and on earth, our Savior and Redeemer, Jesus Christ. The world today is saturated with doctrines of men that it is so easy to forget and lose faith in that all-important account of the Savior's life and ministry, the New Testament. This sacred volume is the centerpiece of scriptural history, just as the Savior himself should be the centerpiece of our lives. We must commit ourselves to study it and treasure it. There are priceless pearls of wisdom to be found in our study of the New Testament. I always enjoy reading accounts of Paul as he traveled and organized the Savior's church, especially his teachings to Timothy. In the fourth chapter of Paul's writing to Timothy, we read, "These things command and teach. Be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity." I can think of no better way for us to begin or continue to be an example of the believers than in our observance of the Sabbath day. Beginning with the creation of the world, one day was set apart from all others, and God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it. Even God rested from his labors on this day, and he expects his children to do the same. To the children of Israel, he delivered the command, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. Wherefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it." The pattern of Sabbath day observance must always include worship. After Adam and Eve entered mortality, they were commanded to worship the Lord their God and offer the firstlings of their flock as an offering unto the Lord in similitude of the sacrifice of the only begotten of the Father. The sacrifice of animals reminded Adam's posterity that one day the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, would make a sacrifice of his own life for us. Throughout his life, the Savior spoke of that sacrifice. On the eve of his crucifixion, his words were fulfilled. He gathered his disciples together in the upper room, away from the distractions of the world. He instituted the sacrament of the Lord's Supper. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it unto them, saying, "Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." From that time forward, the Savior's atonement became the great and last sacrifice. When he appeared on the American continent after his resurrection, he conferred his priesthood upon his disciples and introduced the sacrament by saying, "And this shall ye always observe to do, even as I have broken bread and blessed it and given it unto you. And it shall be a testimony unto the Father that ye do always remember me. And if ye do always remember me, ye shall have my spirit to be with you. It is remarkable that even through the dark periods of apostasy, this pattern of Sabbath day observance and the sacrament continued to be practiced in many forms. When the gospel was restored, three of the apostles, Peter, James, and John, who first received the sacrament from the Savior, appeared to Joseph Smith and Waller Cowdery. Under their direction, Peter priesthood authority necessary to administer the sacrament to the members of the church was again restored. Conferred by the Savior on his prophets and apostles, and from them to us, that priesthood authority continues on the earth today. Young priesthood holders across the world qualify themselves to exercise priesthood power by earnestly keeping the commandments and living gospel standards. As these young men keep spiritually clean hands and pure hearts, they prepare and bless the sacrament in the Savior's way, a way defined by what he did over 2,000 years ago. Partaking of the sacrament is the center of our Sabbath day observance. In the Doctrine and Covenants, the Lord commands all of us, and thou shalt, and that thou mayest more fully keep thyself unspotted from the world, thou shalt go to the house of prayer and offer up thy sacraments upon my holy day. For verily, it is a day appointed unto you to rest from your labors and to pay thy devotions unto the Most High. And on this day, thou shalt do none other thing. As we consider the pattern of the Sabbath and the sacrament in our lives, there appears to be three things the Lord requires of us. First, to keep ourselves unspotted from the world. Second, to go to the house of prayer and offer up our sacraments. And third, to rest from our labors. It is a glorious thing to be a Christian and to live as a true disciple of Christ. Of us, he said, they are not of this world, even as I am not of this world. To keep ourselves unspotted from the world, he expects us to avoid such worldly distractions and businesses and recreation facilities on the Sabbath day. I believe he also desires us to dress appropriately. Our youth may think that the saying is old, Sunday best is out of date. Still, we know that when Sunday dress deteriorates to everyday attire, attitudes and actions follow. Of course, it may not be necessary for us, for our children to wear formal Sunday attire till the sun goes down. However, by the clothing we encourage them to wear and the activities we plan, we help them prepare for the sacrament and enjoy its blessings throughout the day. What does it mean to offer up our sacraments unto the Lord? We acknowledge that all of us make mistakes. Each of us has a need to confess and forsake our sins and errors to our Heavenly Father and to others we may have offended. The Sabbath provides us with a precious opportunity to offer up these, our sacraments, to the Lord. He said, remember, on this day, the Lord's day, thou shalt offer up thine oblations and thy sacraments unto the Most High, confessing thy sins unto thy brethren and before the Lord. Elder Melvin J. Ballard has suggested, we want every Latter-day Saint to come to the sacrament table because it is a place for self-investigation, for self-inspection, where we may learn to rectify our course and to make right our own lives, bringing ourselves in harmony with the teachings of the Church and with our brethren and our sisters. As we worthily partake of the sacrament, we witness that we are willing to take upon the Savior's name upon us and keep his commandments and do always remember him, that we may have his Spirit to be with us. In this way, the covenant of our baptism is renewed. The Lord assured his disciples, as oft as ye do this, ye will remember this hour that I was with you. Sometimes we think of resting from our labors as merely letting the hay baler stand idly in the field or putting a close sign on our business door. Yet in today's world, labor includes the everyday work of our lives. This could mean business activities we may accomplish from home, athletic competitions, and other pursuits that take us away from the Sabbath day worship and the opportunity to minister to others. Trifle not with sacred things, the Lord revealed to the early saints, as if to remind us what he told his disciples. The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. Brothers and sisters, in the latter days, the adversary succeeds when we relax our commitment to the Savior, ignore his teachings in the New Testament and other scriptures, and cease to follow him. Parents, now is the time to teach your children to be examples of the believers by attending sacrament meeting. When Sunday morning arrives, help them to be well rested, properly dressed, spiritually prepared to partake of the emblems of the sacrament and receive the enlightening, edifying, ennobling power of the Holy Ghost. Let your families be filled with love as you honor the Sabbath all day long and experience its spiritual blessings throughout the week. Invite your sons and daughters to arise and shine forth by keeping the Sabbath day holy, that their light may be a standard for the nations. As years go by, I continually reflect on the Sabbath day of my youth and young adulthood. I still remember the first day I passed the sacrament as a deacon, the little glass cups I passed to the members of our ward. A few years ago, a church building in my hometown was remodeled. A compartment in the pulpit had been sealed. When it was opened, there were some of these little glass cups that had remained hidden for years. One of them was presented to me as a memento. I also remember the green footlocker we carried with us in the Marine Corps. Inside the footlocker was a wooden tray and package of sacrament cups so that we could be blessed by the peace and hope of the Lord's Supper, even in the conflict and despair of war. As I think about these sacrament cups of my youth, one in the sheltered valleys of my boyhood at home and the other 1,000 miles away in the Pacific, I am filled with gratitude that the Savior of the world was willing to drink from the bitter cup for my sake. And because he did, I can say as the psalmist, my cup runneth over with the blessings of his infinite and eternal atonement. On this day before the Sabbath, as we begin this great conference, let us remember the blessings and opportunities that are ours as we attend sacrament meeting each week in our wards and branches. Let us prepare to conduct ourselves on the Sabbath in a manner that will call down the blessings promised us upon ourselves and our families. I bear my witness that the greatest joy we receive in this life is following the Savior. May we keep his commandments by keeping his sacred day holy, is my prayer. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.